from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, author and holistic health practitioner, Jesse Golden.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Daniela Smith. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so looking forward to this show and the conversations that we're going to have. And the conversations could take so many different paths. And this is one of the paths that I believe we are going to go tonight because of these two women and how they do life, how they do family, how they do friendship, how they do health, how they do how they walk in the world, how they do sexiness. And I was talking to Dorothy and Mark saying, you know, I'm thinking of telling this story, and it's a story that makes me cringe, and in a way it shouldn't, because I learned, I changed, and tonight we all have that opportunity to turn what we used to do and look in a more expanded view of things that these women are going to show us today. As you can see, I'm mumbling, I'm stumbling all over the place. Okay, so here's the story. So I'd like to say it was a long time ago, but it was several years, but not long enough. I was invited to a party that I didn't want to go to, and it was one of these Hollywood parties, and I knew what I would find, and I already was judging everybody there, and so I went, and I got there late because I didn't want to be there anyways. No, I was working, actually, but after work, I got there, some woman comes up to me, and she barely had anything on, and she had this beautiful, sexy body, but right away, I kind of knew, and she's like, "Who are you?" Because I wasn't sexy, I didn't feel sexy, I was coming from presenting, so I was in a suit, I was like Mr. Fuddy-Duddy Boring, and she's all sexy and all that, and I'm like, "Hi, I'm here to see so-and-so, and I'm, who are you?" And she says, "I own this house, this is my party." I'm like, "Oh, sorry, hi, I'm Filippo, eat crow right from the start." But anyway, she had this really teeny, itsy-bitsy bikini on, and then on this great body, and then she had this, like, see-through thing, and so it was, in these high heels, and her hair all done up, and I'm like, "Yeah, I get it. So later on, I see my friend, and we follow this woman around her house, because she starts to show some people her house, and we end up in her bedroom where there's a stripper pole, and I'm like, yeah, and then she takes us into her closet, and she's like, "And look at these, and I'm like, "Okay, I tell my friend, I'm like, "I really need to go, I can't do this," and so she says, my friend said, "Oh, before we go, I want a picture of you and her together." I'm like, "Really? I mean, this is like the last thing I want to do right now." So she has us sit down next to each other. That lady didn't want to do it, I didn't want to do it. So we sat and we kind of looked the other way at, she looked one way, I looked the other. And then at one point, she's like, "Get closer, my friend, get closer. You're not close enough in the picture." And so she doesn't talk like that, but I'm uncomfortable telling the story. And so as I'm getting closer, I kind of turned to see if the lady's okay with me fuddy-duddy getting close to her. And I looked into her eyes. And I saw her. And I said, "Wow, you're beautiful." And her eyes started to well up, and she says, "You see me?" And I said, "Yeah, and you're beautiful." And she stands up and she says, "Everybody, get out now. I have to talk to..." And then she looks at me and says, "What's your name?" And I said, "Filippo. I have to talk to Filippo. Everybody leave now." And everybody left, and she sat down, and she says, "You have no idea what it's like, and they make me do this stuff, and I dress like this, and I fight on TV because that's what they want, and we do these catfight things." And she says, "All I care about is my son, and he's now 15, and I don't want him to see this, and I don't know what to do." And we ended up developing this really beautiful friendship. We've had her on the show. I'm not going to say her name because I'll probably tell this story again the next time we have her on. But she's a beautiful person. And I said, I want to help you tell this story. And today I kind of feel like I have another opportunity. We have another opportunity to tell a story because we don't know. We don't know people. And we also, some of us men, grew up with a skewed idea of what sexiness and beauty and women are all about. And so today, I think we have two of the finest examples of beauty and sexiness and heart and consciousness in the show today. And I can't wait for our conversation with Jesse Golden and Daniela Smith on the Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. And Mark, by the way, you could have said, no, Filippo, you don't have to tell that story.
It's the perfect story to tell, and thank you for going there again. And I think that, you know, everyone has a version of that story. I was blessed to be defined as both the bullied choir boy band geek and the snobby football team captain. And we all have some sort of, you know, backstory as kids and as we grow up, and getting back to authenticity is a journey. So thank you for this, and so excited for our guest today.
Getting back to authenticity, wow, that's something that really comes up in today's show. But we've called it Golden Secrets to Optimal Health. Well, health is a lot of things, and not just our bodies, but our consciousness. And so our guest is a mother and a very devoted one. She's an author. She's a Hatha yogurt teacher.
Maybe you're predicting the future again.
She's a Hatha yoga teacher, a holistic health practitioner, a creator of The Golden Secret, and an all-around great person. Welcome, Jesse Golden, to the show.
Thank you so much.
when I was done with the monologue, and you looking at me, by the way, didn't help. I just have to say, I was breaking
gosh.
Down. And then I was done with it, and you were like, "Aw." What did you mean by that?
Well, I don't know. That's like a moment when you really look in somebody's eyes, you know. It's a vulnerable place to look into somebody's eyes, especially when you don't know them.
So one of the things that I appreciate right about you from the very moment that you walked into the room is you welcomed that. You opened it. You actually said, I'm an open book. And somebody like you, or people, like if we Googled you right now, we would see so many pictures of you looking amazing at all these amazing events and all this stuff. And so many people would have an impression of what somebody like that is like. And then you walk in the room and you're all heart and consciousness and beauty. And here we are.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
So getting here, though, is a journey.
Yes.
Where do you want to start it? I'm leaving this one up to
oh,
you.
Oh, jeez. Well, I think, I mean, just what you said right now, it's interesting because I don't see myself like that. You know, we were talking earlier and it's like, yes, I've made a career as a model. God bless my entire life almost. But I never really took it serious. Now I take my platform very serious. And if I'm posting a picture, it's just because I got something really good that I want to tell you. And I want to get your attention. So now, you know, it's taken me a really long time to understand that concept. Before I was just working and I was, you know, doing the poses and the modeling and stuff for other companies. But now I get to do it for my own company. I get to have my own brand. So I love using the image to get people's attention. Mm-hmm. But then I tell you what I really want to say. And it usually is something spiritual or something that worked for me, something that I want to share, inspiring, empowering. And I really take it serious. I really take it serious that people are following me and, you know, I have an opportunity to help them, you know?
I wish this were on camera right now because she's like, I really take it seriously. Like she's looking like she's trying to convince me. I'm like, I know you, but you wouldn't be doing it. And the way you do it, and like you had a blog for 6 years. Actually, we'll talk about. Let's dive right in there because, you know, along with my story of like you're really beautiful, as she was a really beautiful person, is what I was getting at, and her heart was really beautiful as well. In your case, people think, boy, you have it all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, you know, you're provided for and you can.
Oh, gosh, please. Where's
I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, the people, you know, and you do yoga and you stretch and you can do so many poses and all that. It's like you have no body issues at all. Hello.
Yeah, it's really interesting because that's like so far from the truth.
Right.
Yeah, what's really interesting is, well, so I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I got diagnosed almost 10 years ago. And when I started sharing my story, what I noticed, which was like so amazing, was walls started coming down. So people that maybe were jealous or perceived me a certain way all of a sudden felt sorry for me. But I saw this space open up. I also felt that space actually when I became a mother. Women that used to...
People felt sorry for you?
Well, no, but... Well, yeah, they did, actually. No, but, like, just women to women, you know, growing up as a model, as a dancer, it's a very competitive space to be in. And thank God I had my mother, who was not like that at all, and she was a really great teacher. But I did feel a lot of other, what I call stink eye from women my entire life. But when I became pregnant, those walls kind of started coming down. I don't know if they just found me not threatening or she's off the market. She's pregnant now. But I started noticing, oh, my gosh, people are treating me differently. And then that excelled when I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and I wasn't doing well. People that maybe weren't as nice to me before were all of a sudden being nice. But I saw this space and I thought, wow, this makes me human. I don't think that there's any coincidence that I'm a single mother and that I have a disease because those things have made me who I am now and the package and everything that goes with it. You know, I really feel like that is my journey, you know, and I would not have the compassion to be a healer and to help and inspire if I didn't actually go through these things myself. So I really think it's all part of it.
You know, in that moment when you turned and you said, you know, and some women have been not nice to me or whatever your words are, I kind of had this like there was like an open window to a lifetime of many women not treating you or seeing you. Because all they could see is, well, look at her and she can do that. And her mother's the teacher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that I think you're getting at something here. It's interesting because I always No, but you pull out stuff. You're like good. You're really good. He pulled out some stuff earlier, guys, like for real.
And unfortunately we can't share it, but maybe second interview.
You're good though. You pull out stuff that I haven't even dealt with. I'm gonna start like crying.
Oh no.
No, I'm kidding. No, okay. I'm totally fine. What was I going to say? Now I lost my train of thought.
Roll the tape. What was it? Let's go instant replay.
Well, it was about, the jellos, the people.
Jello.
I always say jellos. My best friend is Italian. I don't know if it's Italian, but she always says, oh, they're jellos. They're jellos. She always says that.
That is actually is geloso is how you say it in
Italian. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, okay, good.
I always downplayed things because I knew, you know, I spent my entire life in the dance studio, so I better have been good. I was good. I was a good dancer. I own that. My mom was also the owner. There was a lot of things going against me. So I always downplayed everything to the point where we would go to like dance competitions and do things. I would literally not carry the trophy. I would like hand it off to somebody else because everything was so zha-zha that I was always trying to downplay. I was nicer because I was constantly trying to prove people that I was not what they maybe thought I was, a prima donna. So I was always overcompensating.
Overcompensating is also hard work.
Yeah.
Dimming your light. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't see it like that, though, now.
Good.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Well, I was going to take a break earlier, but you were on a roll. I'm like, she's going there. So let's take a quick break. Jess is going to take, do you want some water?
Sure.
We'll get Jesse some water, and then we'll be right back, I think, with Jesse Golden, and then a little bit later on, live music here with Daniela Smith in the studio on the Life Changes show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Jesse Golden. And what an enlightening conversation we've already had. And I can't wait to dig deeper. But before we go deep, just on the lighter note, Jesse, who did your mother also teach choreograph and dance to? Why are you laughing?
Because sometimes my life, I'm like, oh, my gosh. She actually taught the Chippendales. This was in the 80s when they were hot. Mm-hmm. So,
and how do you mean hot?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know when they started.
When they were popular.
I mean,
when
Patrick Swayze was on, like, you know, Saturday Night Live with, like, Chris Farley. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like, you know, they were super hot at the time. I mean, they're always hot, but in the moment. But my childhood was literally like Chippendales walking around, and it was normal, you know. Just to give you a little taste of what my life was like.
Fascinating. Poor thing.
No wonder why
everything
I'm
was
single.
So Zsa Zsa and Chippendale-y. Okay, so you started this blog, but you started which is a really, if you think about it, I don't know if you've ever thought about it. It's a really brave thing to do, because here's this person who is print model and dance and all that stuff. And then you go and say, "Hello, I've got rheumatoid arthritis. And this is what I'm going through." Tell us just a couple of the things that happened at the very beginning there.
Yeah. Well, my body completely shut down, which was really scary, coming from the ballet background.
Yeah.
And then I was in my yoga certification when I got sick. And I actually... it progressively got worse. I think teacher training was 4 months. And I think within the first month, I could hardly walk. I was shuffling like an 80-year-old man.
Wow.
Yeah. So I asked my teachers.
Wait, why an 80-year-old man and not an 80-year-old woman?
See?
The inside joke.
Do you see? You guys, we have to tell. Well, I'm just. I have some past life stuff I'm dealing with.
We're all
it
here.
Had to come up.
I actually, this is how clueless I am. I thought you were talking about why 80, because like 80 doesn't mean you're shuffling. I was not even thinking about
the
sex.
Though, but good for you.
But I was not even thinking about the sex.
That's what I'm here for. So anyway, so okay, so you're shuffling around. We get it.
I was having a very hard time walking. So I asked my teachers if I could continue the training. This
really?
Is this is the really interesting part of the whole backstory. Wow. So I had already been practicing yoga at that point for like 15 years, and I just wanted to get my stamp of approval. And I walked in there with my ego, thinking, I've been a ballerina my whole entire life. I know how to do all this stuff. I just need to get this stamp of approval so people take me serious. And the craziest thing that happened is my body shut down. So there goes my ego, because I've always relied on my body and movement. And then the universe was like, so guess what, Jesse? You're actually going to have to learn yoga. Not just the asana, which is the movement. There's seven other limbs to yoga. That I probably would have ignored had I been able to rely on the movement part, which I always had. So I was able to, I literally sat out most of the asana practices and was able to finish my yoga certification. And then I went through a healing crisis where...
Wait, but there were times where you couldn't even get out of bed.
Right after that. For about a year. For about a year of my life, I dedicated my life to completely Eastern medicine. I had...
Oh, wait. Before Eastern medicine, though...
Yes.
You did what?
I did everything my doctor told me. I went to the doctor. I never heard of rheumatoid arthritis. I was terrified. She said there's no cure. And she said, what we do is we treat it very aggressively because it's a higher chance for it to go into remission. Aggressively is methotrexate, which is chemotherapy. So that's what they put me on.
Really?
My body rejected it. I had every side effect you could imagine. Because at, up to that point in my life, I had never even taken Tylenol. I did like recreational drugs as a teenager, but I had literally just given birth at home. Like I was like super hippie chick, never took, I was already into holistic medicine. So my body rejected everything. And that was the reason why I thought to myself, if I'm going to live with this chronic disease for the rest of my life, I'm going to try everything I possibly can naturally to heal myself. So I dedicated an entire year. I spent my life savings. I hired what was called a macrobiotic counselor. I hired a chef because my hands weren't working either. And you'll see in my book, like they're about, my knuckles were like twice the size. The only way that I could explain it is I felt like the Tin Man. I just couldn't, like nothing was moving. Every synovial joint was locked. And not only that, I got so bad to where I had inflammation of my lungs and my heart and my eyes, and I was about 90 pounds. I lost half my hair. I was sick. Yeah, I was really sick. So after about 9 months, my family had an intervention, and they said, Jesse, this, you've given this a good go. You know, you need to go back to the doctor. So I went back to the doctor, and immediately she hooked me up to an IV of steroids for an hour. Just to bring the inflammation down. And the good thing was the next day I could walk. And I started treatment again, how she wanted to do it. Something is a TNF blocker. There's the common one is Humira. So I did that for a short time. And I believe that because my body was so clean and I had done a lot of spiritual work during that year, because what's so crazy, and I'm sure everybody can relate to this, when you're forced to sit still and you can't move, you got to work through some stuff.
So true.
And I was like forced to work through some stuff.
You just so you know, I know people that have not worked, even with that, they have not worked through their stuff. I don't know what they're thinking during that time. But no, so no, not everybody does it. So you took the opportunity that your body had given you, or your consciousness brought you. I mean, I don't know what, you know.
But yeah.
So that's where you went with it. More power to you.
Yes. And I think the fact that I was in yoga certification at the time helped, you know, all the philosophical stuff that I learned and being around those types of people, and all the Eastern medicine. I was seeing shiatsu people and acupuncture, and you know, I was really submerged in that space. Yes.
So you were saying, so your body was clean, and then you did this other thing, and that.
I was good, and okay. I was good for a while, but I also knew I didn't want to be on that forever. So I slowly weaned myself, and I have what I call, which is a coincidence now, I always called it my golden toolkit, and it was like this imaginary toolbox of like things that I had for me. I basically realized throughout this process, and I think everybody has this to a degree, that I'm a sensitive person. Mm-hmm. Being around certain people can create inflammation. Eating certain foods can create inflammation. Treating myself a certain way. So all these things.
Yes.
And then I would go into my toolbox and it was like, what do I need today? I need my yoga. I need my meditation. Maybe I need some aloe. Mm. Maybe I need some juice. Maybe, you know, I had, so I had figured out
you were fixing
my triggers.
It in real time. Yeah.
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 And that's kind of where I am now is I say I'm thriving with rheumatoid arthritis because I choose. You know,
it's interesting because you're 10 years since you got sick or you're diagnosed, right?
Yes.
And what's that percentage you gave us at the beginning of the show or before the show?
Yeah. So 60% of people are considered completely disabled at 10 years, and I'm at 10 years.
And I mean.
Yes.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, that's why I wanted to share.
Thank you for showing us this. Yes.
Thank you so much. That's what I wanted to share was because I wanted to inspire people. Like, if I could go through, you know, yes, I was a ballerina, but after I got sick, I had to start over. I had no muscle tone. I had no flexibility. Wow. I had to start from square one at 29.
Oh, and we were talking before the show, and I want to make sure our listeners hear this. You started sharing way before the business.
Yeah, so exactly. Good point. So
yes.
So you started sharing all this stuff.
Yes.
Things that you were learning, things that were happening to you, the
yeah.
good, the bad.
And it happened organically. At the time, Facebook was really big, so I was just sharing on Facebook, and there was a lot of whispers in the industry. People didn't know why I was 90 pounds and losing my hair. I think there was a lot of whispers going on. So it got to the point where I was like, I need to let people know that I've been suffering, you know, from this autoimmune disease. So I started sharing it, and I got overwhelmed with Facebook messages and emails of people searching for help, whether they had rheumatoid arthritis or they were going through something else. Everybody wanted to know what my secrets were.
Mm.
What are you doing? Mm. And it like literally would keep me up at night because I felt so obliged to email everybody back.
Because not a lot of people were talking about it either.
There wasn't. Yeah. And there's still to this day not a lot of books about rheumatoid arthritis.
And
not I'm
not enough from this perspective.
Right. Not this face. Like maybe if you're like that 80-year-old man.
Well, yeah, and that's what, you know, at least that's the way I grew up, is thinking it was just an elderly condition that comes up with old age. And you wouldn't think of somebody so young and vibrant, you know, coming up with this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So with all of that, you have, of course, the blog, and then you've got a book, and you've got products. The book is The Golden Secrets to Optimal Health. Again, which would be ironic coming from somebody who's gone and going through that, right? But even more important for someone that has gone and going through that, revealing a holistic, unconventional guide to feeling and looking your best for you, your family, and the environment. What does that mean, and the environment?
Well, I'm a big believer in we're all connected. And I'm a huge, you know, environmentalist. I've been in, you know, with the Natural Resource Defense Council since I was 18 years old.
Mm.
I became a vegetarian for the first time at age 11. Like I said, I was a little unusual.
I like it.
So I've always been
it's not
really
unusual.
I had two uncles that they lived in Maryland, and we would visit them once a year, and they had money. They had means to do all the things that they wanted, but they had outhouses. They had they would heat the water over the stove. They had canvas bags. They would compost everything. And they planted the seeds.
Now that's unusual.
For a lot of things in my life.
Wow.
You know, they were like, you know, turn the water off when you're brushing your teeth. And, do, you know, everything was like, they taught me conservation at a very young age.
Canvas bags and Chippendales. That's the title
yes!
of your next book.
You have so much to share. I can't wait for book two and three. So The Golden Secrets to Optimal Health is the book, and you can get that at The Golden Secret Soil.
It's actually thegoldensecrets.com. But thegoldensecretsoil.com, you can also find it there.
I think it's easier. I'm sorry, secrets oil. Okay, all right. So
thegoldensecrets.com.
Okay, so thegoldensecrets.com and thegoldensecretsoil.com. Anyway, so when we come back, we're going to talk about some oils, right? And things.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll talk more with Jesse Golden when we come back. And then we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment in a little bit. And then after that, live music here in the studio with Daniela Smith, all on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter, at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Jesse Golden. And she's not only a beautiful person inside and out, but the products she makes are beautiful. I mean, this is beautiful.
Is that pretty?
I'm holding one. What am I holding, actually?
You're actually holding the aura clearing mist.
The aura? Oh, I'm going to spray that right now.
Yeah, spray it. I think Dorothy will like it.
I will.
Okay, I'll spray it this way.
Oh, wow. Love it.
Yeah, so it's basically 100% organic sage hydrosol. So I'm sure you guys are all familiar with smudging.
Oh, yes.
Sage. Oh, wow.
So this is great for when you can't smudge, or if you don't want to smudge, airplanes, airports, studios. And you can also spray it on your face. It's brightening and uplifting. And
oh, I'm going to be running up and down the aisle on my next flight.
I don't usually like sage, but that is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Awesome. Yes. So, yes, tell us more. Tell us more.
So all the products come with these little cards. So this is so important to me. The Golden Secrets is just kind of like a trick like I am with my pictures. It's really to get you to tune in every single day and do your little affirmations of self-love.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
So each product has specific affirmations. So
You read this.
So this one, okay, so this is the affirmation for this. I am protected. I only absorb positivity. I radiate love and light. I am spiritually awakened. I am golden.
Oh, see, now we should have had that on camera, too. Did you see how she did that?
Yes.
Nice. Well, you know, earlier you were telling us about your little gold box of tools.
Yes.
Why are you laughing? Why? I'm just going to stop talking.
I feel like I'm in school. When you start laughing, and it's like, it's a wrap.
You can't stop.
It's a wrap. We're laughing.
Okay, so where was I going to go with that?
I don't know, but I have an entire line of Golden Secrets. And I do have actually a kit where you could get the whole thing. It's called the Be Golden Kit, which is my hashtag.
Does it come in a gold box?
It comes in a little gold bag.
Okay.
Everything comes in little gold bags.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
It's beautiful, actually.
Thank you so much.
So impressed. Margaret, we have to introduce her to somebody, actually. The Doriana Richmond.
Absolutely. Stone Symbol.
Stone Symbol. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So we'll talk. I think we'll talk after the show.
Yeah.
I really think so. Okay. So thegoldensecrets.com.
Yes.
And what I'm looking at right now is the products page with everything that's all this beautiful gold stuff. And it's all as much as possible. You even perfume. Seriously?
Yes, and I hand make everything still right now. My house is like a factory of like amber jugs.
Wow.
I literally hand make. So it's very high vibrational. It's organic. It's vegan. And I pour, like, so when you get this, this is all my love right here. It's like a home cooked meal.
Wow.
Oh, that is more authentic than that.
Yeah, that's even more special. Thank you for sharing that. And the perfume thing, I think, is a big thing because, especially with scents out in the world right now, the scents are polluting us.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're putting them on our bodies, yeah. And people are getting sick.
Yes. And you know what? It's so interesting. I just heard something on NPR about how, like, skincare or something, like, toxic is actually almost as bad as, like, the automobile gas emissions or something. I was like, what?
It's, like, right
crazy.
On our body, on our face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's huge. That was my first product, actually, is my signature blend, which is all organic essential oils. And I talk about that. You know, your skin is your biggest organ. So what you put onto it, you absorb it, could mess with your hormones and everything, and Mother Earth, of course.
So beautiful. And thank you so much. And so this is some of the stuff that you used for yourself to help you. And now you're making it available to everybody in a really beautiful way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
what a pleasure.
Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Yeah. And can't wait for more. So again, The Golden Secrets to Optimal Health is the book. And then the products, you'll find all of that and more, including videos and the blog, all at thegoldensecrets.com. With that, we have a couple shout-outs, Mark, and then our Ask Dorothy segment.
We do. We have a couple of shout-outs. First one is to Elemental Wisdom. Adam Ian, a good friend of the show, has launched a company that formulates wellness products with only the purest bioavailable ingredients in order to deliver nature's essentials with zero preservatives, artificial colors, flavors, sugars, gluten, yeast, soy, dairy, or casein. Check out Elemental Wisdom, WIZDOM.com. And also to our friends at Kulox Woodshed, which is a live music venue and multi-camera broadcast standard for HD recording for multi-track audio, specializing in the promotion and celebration of singers and songwriters. All shows are webcast live with seating for 49 people. Artists range from beginners to Grammy winners. Check out Kulox Woodshed, K-U-L-A-K-S, woodshed.com. Dorothy, my name is Frank, and I live in San Jose, California. I've been consulting with psychics for years now, and often the information given is right on. However, lately it seems that my special psychic has lost his ability to see my future, and this has caused me a whole lot of anguish. My question for you is this: do psychics really have a gift for knowing what is going to happen in our lives? And if so, why are they often wrong?
My dear Frank, I am so happy to do my best to answer this for you. Yes, there are many individuals on this planet who are tapped into frequencies which allow them to see into the future. I have this ability and have shared it with some of the most amazing people I know and love. I never called myself psychic. I always looked at my gifts as knowing rather than predicting the future. I can see the outcome of certain situations and am so dialed into what I see that I use every ounce of my energy to make what I see become my reality. However, no matter what I see, hear, know, believe, or feel will affect you, Frank, unless you can join me in knowing, seeing, believing, and feeling it too. You see, we are all the co-creators of our realities. We are consciously or unconsciously co-creating every moment of every day. Every thought we think, every word we speak is a form of energy. Energy creates our reality. So no matter what we are told by others, when we allow doubt to enter the equation, we push our highest and best good away from us. For example, if we say we don't want this position in a job, and then we take it on anyway, we set ourselves up for disappointment and failure. And it doesn't matter what the universe may have in store for us. Therefore, I ask you to tune into yourself and take the time to discover what it is that you truly desire in the future. And then step into total faith, trust, belief, and knowing. Because that's how we co-create our reality. We are the power in our world.
Thank you. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you indeed. And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Daniela Smith, here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Jesse Golden. And joining us in the studio is an artist, a singer, a songwriter. I could almost say an advocate for so many things. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. She is Daniela Smith. And welcome to the show, Daniela.
Thank you so much.
It's such a pleasure to have you here.
I'm honored.
And I know that you heard the monologue where I told on myself. And just to prove that I have changed so much, when the very first video I saw of you, I think you were almost, if not, you were completely naked. And there was a man completely naked, although you couldn't see everything. But you were singing, and I'm like, oh, this is so beautiful. Listen to what she's saying and look at where she's showing us. And I got it. So thank you for being here. But you tell us, what are you saying? What are you showing us?
Well, first and foremost, I want to be a role model for embracing what is natural. You know, I always present myself in the best light, of course. I'm going to honor myself that way, and I'm an artist, so I care about aesthetics. But at the same time, I wear my stretch marks and whatever cellulite I have proudly, and I feel like every woman should walk the earth feeling proud of exactly who they are. So that's one part of it. And I think the other part of it, as an artist, part of my mission is to normalize nudity and sexuality and sex, period. I feel that a lot of the trouble that we have surrounding sex comes from repressing our nature and repressing the fact that everything in the universe is sex, and your parents had sex and you came out of your mother's vagina. And we have such a problem with that, and even talking about those things, that type of repression and that type of shame with who we are creates, it comes up in nasty ways. So I feel like I want to normalize or have a part in normalizing sex and nudity as natural, and hopefully have create conversation and create outlets where men and women can express who they are in a healthy way.
Indeed, and thank you. Thank you. And there's another, well, there are many actually, but there's another mission that you have. And one of them is something about it's not too late.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that we are here to create. Mm-hmm. And part of having access to our creativity is going down the journey of authenticity and what it means to be your true self. Mm. And I believe that we should never give up on that. We should never stop doing that, no matter where we come from or what we've been through or how old we are.
So most of the singers or performers that we have in here, if I ask them the question, when did you start music, they'll say, oh, as long as I can remember, or when I was 6 or when I was 12. You, on the other hand, you didn't start until...
Yeah, I started taking my first music lessons at age 27. And I took every possible college course, private lesson, online lesson that I could, and I just didn't leave my cave for about 6 years.
Was this the cave that was on the ocean? Was this your sailboat cave?
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess I realized through my journey that being healthy has a lot to do with being authentic and having your voice be heard or being able to create whatever you're here to create, and being authentic about that, to me, goes hand in hand, or in my experience, went hand in hand with health, mental health, and even physical health.
Well, it didn't surprise me that you were a fitness model and a yoga model, but what did surprise me is you also didn't start that until later on as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't step into a dance classroom until the age of 33. Wow. With a lot of inhibitions and a lot of fears. But I thought I would push through it, especially since I had already been through music. I knew that I could do it because it is who I am. Mm. So same thing with yoga. I didn't start doing yoga as early as a kid. I started at age 18, and now I'm a certified yoga teacher, and I've recently partnered up with Playboy to come up with some instructional nude yoga and meditation videos. So
wow.
I just did a big production with them, a whole season, and we're hoping to go into season 2 as well.
Wow. Well, congratulations and more power to you.
Thank you.
You're going to share some messages through your singing, as you do. You'll want to check out her website, which is daniellasmith.com. And Daniela is with 2 L's. Daniellasmith.com. And she's on Instagram.
DanielaSmithMusic.com.
And on Instagram, it's Daniela Smith Music, right?
Both. My website and my Instagram are
okay.
Daniela Smith Music.
Wow, today is not a website day for me.
That was so funny.
Okay. Oh, good. We can all laugh. Let's have some music. Phases. Is this self-explanatory,
yeah,
or do you want to share something
about
it?
Yeah, I mean, the song is about essentially my journey of healing and embracing all parts of myself and empowering myself to know that I'm the creator of everything that I'm experiencing. So that's what the song is about.
More power to you. Thank you. Well, here we have Daniela Smith performing Phases for us here live on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
And I'm just a spark from the sun, falling star with a fresh start, and just like the trees and all in the sea, I'm more at ease with the moments in between. I'm going through changes one step at a time. I'm going through phases, each one is more wise. I'm going through phases,
just like the tides, yeah. I'm going new places, I'm cutting old ties. And I heard a voice from within saying to me, open your eyes, 'cause all that you see is a dream from within. So make it what you want, and don't you give up while you're going through changes, one step at a time. Going through phases, it's one that's more wise. I'm going through phases, just like the tides. Going new places, I'm cutting old ties. And I know I got this. And I embrace my shadow. And I choose my power. And I will love myself. And I know I got this. And I choose my power. And I face my shadow. And I will love myself while I'm going through phases, one step at a time. Going through changes, always more wise. I'm going through changes, just like the tide. Yeah, I'm going new places, I'm cutting old ties. I'm cutting old ties. I'm cutting old ties.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Daniela Smith. And that this is available on Daniela Smith Music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all my music is downloadable on my website. And I so appreciate it when people come and leave a donation. And it means the world to me, and it keeps my world going. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for what you're doing. And the conversation, one of the conversations that you and I had before the show, and we started talking about this a little bit, but I want to bring it back to this, that we were talking about how nudity is used, or women's beautiful bodies are used in a lot of videos. However, what I get from those videos and what I think we're seeing is sexualizing, and what I feel from your videos is celebrating.
Absolutely. I'm all about celebrating all that is natural and embracing it. I feel like that is where our health thrives, is in embracing nature.
And when you're saying health, you're not just saying your physical health. You were talking about all kinds of health, like healthy relationships.
And yeah, I mean, it's all one. It's all interlaced, body, mind, spirit. When we are repressed in any way or ashamed of who we are in any way, it's going to affect our mental states. It's going to affect the health of our relationships. Absolutely. Mm.
I'm it's so wonderful to hear you say that, and thank you. And I'm looking forward to our second song. This second song is called Ready.
Yeah.
What are we ready for?
Yeah, this is more of a love song, actually. I do believe that love is like the fast lane to getting to know ourselves and to getting to know the deep parts of ourselves.
Nice.
So I definitely write love songs, not breakup songs, okay? Not sappy songs. I like to write songs about the positive light of relationships. So yeah, this is more of a love song. I wrote it when my husband was away on a work trip, and I was missing him, and oddly enough, he is on a trip right now, too. So.
Aww. Well, how about a shout-out to him, then?
James, I love you.
Okay. All right. Yes. And we all go, oh. Okay, so here is Daniela Smith performing Ready live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Love Let me feel your skin pressing next to mine. Take a deep breath as we take a dive. I wouldn't say you're mine, birds got to fly, but you truly make me more alive. It's been a long time, oh baby, baby, baby. It's been so long, oh baby, baby, baby. And I'm ready, ready, ready for you, baby, baby, baby. I'm feeling ready, ready, ready for your goodness, baby, baby. You can kiss my lips and all down my hips. I want you and all your mad tricks. I wouldn't say you're mine, birds gotta fly, but even then you keep me oh so satisfied. It's been a long time, oh baby, baby, baby. It's been so long, oh baby, baby, baby. And I'm ready, ready, ready for you, baby, baby, baby. I'm feeling ready, ready, ready for your goodness, baby, baby. So don't wait too long to learn from my love what it does for you and me. It feels just like the sea. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's been a long time, oh baby, baby, baby. It's been so long, oh baby, baby, baby. And I'm ready, ready, ready for you, baby, baby, baby. Feeling ready, ready, ready for your goodness, baby, baby. Yeah, I'm ready, 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 so come and get it, baby, baby. Yeah, I'm ready, ready, come and get it, baby, baby.
That works. That really works.
Thank you.
I'm that's, ready, that's ready.
That's after 13 years.
We miss you, James.
I love you, James.
Oh, wow. Okay. And beautiful. You're saying after 13 years of being together?
Yeah, we've lived together for 13 wow. years. We've been married for 8.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you sing that song like you're on your first date. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's that journey. Like I said, love is the fast track to your true self. And I have so much gratitude for him and all that our relationship has taught me about myself. Even if it were to end tomorrow, it's still worth it. And I'm not advocating that everybody should be together forever. Nothing is forever, and you know, people come in and out of our lives with a purpose. But what I am advocating is that relationship is a mirror, and it's a mirror to learn from and to grow love from.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, I'm not ready to end this show, I have to be honest with you, but I have to. to. I have to. This has been so much fun. We have to take a picture with you, Daniela, and the guitar to show the Femme Rising that's written on there on the guitar. There's been a lot of Femme Rising and beautiful energy in this studio today. Thank you both for bringing it in. And, of course, our executive producer, Dorothy. Again, Daniela Smith. Go to Daniela. That's with two L's. DanielaSmithMusic.com. And, of course, TheGoldenSecrets.com for Jesse Golden. What a pleasure. Thank you both again, and hope to see you both really soon. I have to thank, we all have to thank Brent for making us all sound so good here at Studio NoHo. Thank you, Brent Hahn.
Thank you.
Our technical director, and a big thank you to BBS Radio Network for being our program managers. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes, what are you making me laugh
you
for?
Said your name. Oh, did you I had do some that? Spice in there. I like that.
reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.